Hello, Podlers. Coming up, the fine folk at TS Domestics tackle the difficult second album.
In High Street, Sunstone, near the roundabout, TS Domestics, I hear you all shout!
Everyday microwave, something for the holidays. Table and chairs, don't be missing out on all the sales.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Source time. Here's your chance to win some merchandise. Will it be a bottle of Fountain of Youth? One listener chose it just yesterday, bringing my tally of giveaways to 5. However, Matt Dyson's Hot Sauce Clough is currently on 8 bottles.
Yes.
So bravo you. Now, the whole Source Whisperer bit is about you listening very carefully to a clip from yesterday's show and telling us what's under the splodge of sauce. And the snippet you're going to hear right now comes from us talking about the things that your hometown is famous for. And we got this in from a listener by the name of Ted. My hometown is allegedly home to the world's shortest... says Ted in Burnham-on-Sea. Yeah. Matt, you've been doing some research, geography brother.
Yeah. Burnham-on-Sea in Somerset. I've looked at images of the... It's pathetically short. There's no point having it.
Giraffe or pier? There we go. There are two options. Burnham-on-Sea, home to the shortest giraffe or pier. Your names and your answers, A or B.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Nice to give away some merchandise. And playing this morning, hoping to become Source Whisperer, is Kim. Hello, Kim.
Morning, Dave. Morning,
Kim. Welcome along to the show. See, yesterday we were discussing what is your hometown famous for, and a listener by the name of Ted said that Burnham-on-Sea is home to the shortest what? Giraffe or pier?
It was pier.
Let's see if you're right. My hometown is allegedly home to the world's shortest pier, says Ted in Burnham-on-Sea. Yeah. Matt, you've been doing some research, geography brother.
Yeah. Burnham-on-Sea in Somerset. I've looked at images of the pier and it's pathetically short. There's no point having it.
Congratulations, Kim. Well done. You are about to own a very exclusive bottle of sauce. But which one is it to be? Now, you've got Fountain of Youth, which is a sweet barbecue sauce that Greg Wallace off that MasterChef said was one of the nicest sauces he'd ever tasted. Or you've got Clough, which is just like a bunch of lads just like, finally great, that's hot! Shake it around, the best, that's hot! What's it going to be, Kim? What kind of person are you? Fountain of Youth or Clough?
It's got to be Fountain of Youth, I'm afraid.
Yes!
Oh, wow. What? That's
unbiased
surprise.
Decision there.
Yeah. I know, I didn't even leave the witness.
Because we knew Kim was from Gedling in Nottingham, we presumed you were going to be a Clough fan, but no.
No. I'm sorry. We're black and white all the way through.
Oh, yes, Kim. I never think to ask these follow-up questions during the songs. Oh. And we were playing Black and White Town by Doves.
You're so
it's
yeah.
perfect. It's
so
perfect, delighted. Kim. Well done. That means Clough is 8 bottles and Fountain of Youth is 6. So I am gaining. Kim, thank you for tuning into the show.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day ahead. We'll speak to you real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Social ammo time. Mm. Matt, play us 2 bits of audio to tease what's coming
okay,
up.
Little snippets. Here you go.
In High Street, Samsung.
And then this.
Okay, let's start with the first one, shall we? What was that?
You may have recognised that voice on the first one. TS Domestics are back. They're the new TikTok sensation, following in the footsteps of Wakey Wines and Urban Tandoor, businesses that do really bad covers and then release videos on TikTok. They did Venga Boys last week. TS Domestics, of course, are a home furniture shop in Stoke-on-Trent. Now they're back with their own unique take on the Fresh Prince theme tune. Here's the full one.
In High Street, Sunstone, near the roundabout, TS Domestics, I hear you all shout!
Everyday microwave, something for the holidays, table and chairs, don't be missing out on all the sales.
Couple of guys trying to sell you the goods, call and make my tea, we're in the neighbourhood.
My name is Mark, look at my beautiful hair, remember my name, I'm the Prince of Cookware.
The Prince of Cookware.
TS Domestics, really getting the message out there. It's the modern form of the radio jingle.
Do you reckon a quite shrill guy at the beginning? Do you reckon that's just how he talks?
Nice to meet you!
I'm the Prince of Cockware.
Yeah, we're going to have to give Bob a part in this, you know that, don't you?
I hope so. I hope so. And then the other teaser clip you heard was a little bit of ABBA, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you love ABBA and Queen, but have always dreamt of them coming together somehow.
Basically, if I like Absolute Radio 70s,
yes,
which I do,
then this is perfect for you. A US DJ called Mr. Wired Up has taken Freddie's Mamma Mia from Bohemian Rhapsody and added it to a classic from the Swedish hologram band.
But which song?
Yeah, I know. Can you guess, Glenn? Here it is.
Mamma Mia, here I go again.
That
works.
It works,
does it?
How can I resist you? Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
Maybe they could add his hologram to the show. They're
doing might as well.
That would be amazing.
Chuck him in there.
Yeah, why not? More holograms the merrier. It works very well, doesn't it? Very well. I'll share the full video on my Instagram stories. You'll be singing along with them later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. And when those two things come together, it can mean only one thing. Yes, the opportunity to feel a whole pile better about yourself by handing in the cool badge. So have you committed a crime against cool, or did you witness one? Well, I want to hear the details at 8:12:15. And to get the ball rolling, our very own Glenn Moore over there with a remarkable story from last week.
I got taught something by a two-year-old. That is so embarrassing.
Yeah. Your own two-year-old or
my
random
own
two-year-old? Okay, that's fine.
So Elliot, my two-year-old housemate, he's like learning to talk. So if he doesn't know of a specific word for something, he has to sort of talk around it. Like me and Katie were watching a funny video on my phone the other day. He got really jealous. And instead of saying, I want to watch your phone, which he can't say, he was like, I want to look at phone, say ha, ha, ha. So he has to find the way around it. Now, so it's usually adorable. It's usually adorable. Yeah. But recently, it's ruined my life. So basically, he was having breakfast in the morning. Katie asked him if he wanted jam. He said no. And he said, I want brown jam. And so I was like, what the hell is that? And she was like, peanut butter. And I went, oh, well, that would be green jam. And my colourblind self found out in the year of our Lord, 2024, that peanut butter is not lime green.
Wow.
What? I have gone my entire life thinking
why would it be green?
It is as green as if bananas were yellow. If someone said name three green things, peanut butter would be in the top three for me.
That's amazing.
And so it meant last week I had to make the most embarrassing, basically just in between songs, small talk with Anna, where I had to ask her out of context, so are peanuts brown then? I had no idea. It's never come up.
Wait till you hear about pistachios, man. That's going to blow your mind.
Oh, my goodness.
It is it's like luminous green to me.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Even Elliot knows.
To be taught that by him. He doesn't know anything.
So patronising.
Thank you once again, Glenn. Get your cool badges in right now. The numbers 8, 12, 15. We'll be getting into that just after 8.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Sometimes you just got to share this stuff. And Luke from Slade Green's got in touch. I think it's quite a cool badgy start. I don't think this is him handing in the cool badge. I think Luke's just being nice. But I think this is quite cool badgy. Also factually correct, because he says, good morning, young Dave, Fleecy Dyson, the Method Man and the Pothole Princess. So given us all kind of workplace nicknames, is that cool badgy or are we happy with
that? Oh, I thought you was going to be like salutations or something like that. So it's not too bad. I had it worse in my head.
Right. I'm handing in the cool badge, continues Luke. Whilst driving to work today, I noticed and then proceeded to, and I think this, again, not an intentional cool badge, but he has said proceeded to vibe to. Wow. So what do you think about that, Glenn?
This is salutations. He's slipping.
Okay, he's slipping. He proceeded to vibe to my car indicator matching the BPM of the song that you were playing on the show.
That is amazing.
That's cool,
that. When that happens, it's amazing. It's like
I've never had it happen to me. Because I'm the guy who plays the song. So that's happened to you.
Yeah, but the trouble is you don't want to turn your indicator off and then you cause havoc on the roads.
Yeah. Just driving round in circles. This is Adele. So thank you, Luke. I know you only intended to hand in one cool badge, but for me, you've handed in three.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
And so this morning on 10 Weeks of Tickets, we have four tickets for you to go and see Green Day as we once again play our favourite new game, Dial Emma. We're about to call somebody up. Their name is Emma. Or is it? Our listener will have 20 seconds to ask as many questions as they can to decide, did we really dial Emma? And playing along this morning on line one, it's not a butcher, it's not a baker, it's a candlestick maker. It's Bella. Good morning, Bella.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Bella, welcome to the show. Bella makes award-winning candles, everybody. That's amazing. What she told me during the last song. What are your candles called, Bella?
My candle-wise.
Okay, well, let's get a shout-out. What's your favourite one of the candles you've created? Are they scented?
They are all scented and based in destinations around the world.
Oh, wow. Okay, so which is your favourite?
Miami.
Yeah, said with such conviction as well. Yeah. I love that about you, Bella. So are you ready to play? We're about to call somebody who is an Emma or claiming to be an Emma. You're going to have 20 seconds to ask that person as many questions as you like. Or you could just over and over again say, is your name Emma? Is your name Emma? Is your name Emma? No one's thought to use that strategy yet. The choice is yours. Okay, let's make that call. Here we go. Hello, who's that on line two?
Morning, Dave, it's Emma.
Oh, hello, Emma. Ooh, hello, Emma. Welcome along to the show. Bella, your 20 seconds to ask this Emma person anything you like begins now.
Hello, Emma. How do you spell your name?
Emma.
How do you spell your name?
How do you spell it?
E-M-M-A.
Okay, how does your family call you?
Say again, sorry.
How's your family call you?
Oh, always Emma, always full name.
Do you have a nickname?
Yes, Em.
Time's up. Emma? Time's up. So, Emma spells her name E-M-M-A. Her family call her the full Emma and her nickname is Em. But, of course, it could be entirely made up. My question to you right now, Bella, is yes or no, did we dial Emma?
Yes.
You're saying we dialed Emma?
Yes.
We did not dial Emma. We dialed Jess, producer extraordinaire of The Home Straight with Tyler West on Kiss. Bella, it was lovely talking to you about candles. Thank you for tuning into the show and we'll speak to you again real soon. So, Jess, thanks for that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bella.
Oh, I know. You must feel awful right now. We haven't thought about all these people pretending to be Emma, have we? Yeah. What a terrible thing to do.
Convincing you were, Jess.
Yeah, Jess was such a lovely person up until this moment, and now the nation really despise you, Jess. I know. I know. They really do loathe everything about you now, Jess. I'm sorry. So The Home Straight with Tyler West is on Kiss. What time does the show start?
Four.
Oh, I don't believe anything she says now.
No, though. No, we love Tyler here, you know that. And Jess, may I just say, you're a great person, you're a wonderful individual. A round of applause for Jess, who passed her driving test. First time. Well done, Jess. And thanks for pretending to be an Emma. This does mean we are going again tomorrow and we will have six tickets to give away for you to be at Green Day. So that's you and five of your mates having the time of your life.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, your cool badge day. 8-12-15 is the number to use if you're feeling brave enough to give me the badge. And doing that right now we have real heritage.
A returning favourite.
One of the all-time greats. Joining us on line one again is Daisy in Manchester. Good morning, Daisy.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello, Daisy. It's getting to the point where it's just not a cool badge day if we don't hear from Daisy. You're prolific in being uncool. And I mean that with a lot of love. I do. So what's really nice about what Daisy's started to do is she started to prefix her messages to us in the studio with just a little reminder as to who she is. So I'm going to kind of, you're going to be hoisted by your own petard here, because you start with morning, guys. It's Daisy of Going Full Hagrid fame. So would you tell us what Going Full Hagrid was all about back in the day?
Going Full Hagrid was about me being cosy with a partner. And yes. Who had only just started seeing, and getting a little bit carried away and saying, you're a wizard, and having to finish it with his name, which was Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry. That's one of the best quotes.
You are a wizard, Harry. So that was you.
That was amazing.
That was you going full Hagrid. Yeah. And then also of Crying on the AstroTurf fame. This is more recently. Yes. What's that one all about, Daisy?
Oh, that was a couple of weeks ago, me getting...
Look at you, looking like such a fond memory. Oh, yeah, crying on the AstroTurf. That was just a couple of weeks ago. Oh, yeah. Lovely. So what happened then? Remind everybody.
I got hit in the face when a year 11 kicked a football. And instead of just kind of handling it with dignity, I burst into tears on the AstroTurf.
Yeah, well, I remember this.
Yeah, yeah. The year 11 did apologise, by the way. Yeah. We should point that out again.
Yes, it did.
And now you're back on air on Cool Badge Day. And it's no coincidence, because you're going to give me the badge again. And it starts with, Dave, yesterday I snapped my heel in front of a class of year 8s falling against the board. So... Year 8 is, how old are year 8s?
Oh, they're 12 or 13.
So doing a comedy fall in front of any age group of children, I mean, 13's got to be the worst, hasn't it?
Never can live it down.
Yeah, they're not very forgiving.
No, OK.
They've just learned how to say way when a plate smashes at a restaurant.
Yeah. I'm going to be using that for the next 20 years. So you snapped the heel on your shoe, and that led to the real cool badge moment. What happened after that, Daisy?
So I dealt with that, you know, I laughed it off, and then I continued to teach with one heel.
Does that mean every time you walked around you were kind of uneven?
Yeah, I just hopped around for the lesson. It was fun.
PE.
Then at break time, I kind of hobbled down to our student services area, and I had to borrow a pair of school shoes for the rest of the day.
Oh, no. Oh,
which are the kind of school shoes that those horrible plastic kind of dolly shoes give out to students when they forget theirs or break theirs or don't bring theirs.
Manky old plimsolls sort of thing.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, no. So you're now wearing the discarded shoes of a toddler. It's a big day at the school though, as well, isn't it, Daisy? The cool badge doesn't stop there.
Oh, we had a professional film crew in.
What? No.
Educating Yorkshire for Channel 4.
to film a kind of promo video for the school. And I had forgotten that they were coming to my drama club after school. And I was filmed wearing these awful, awful shoes. And socks, by the way. It's just the worst combination. And I was filmed full length doing drama club. And so these are it now, kind of in recorded history. They will be on our school website.
Wow. I mean, whether it is the discarded shoes of a toddler, whether it's crying on the AstroTurf, or, of course, going the full Hagrid, you're a wizard, Harry. It's always nice to hear from our friend, teacher extraordinaire, Daisy in Manchester. Thank you, Daisy.
Yes.
Thanks for having me again.
We'll speak to you again next week, yeah? Take care. Have a great day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's very much Cool Badge Day, and my goodness, listen to this from Helen in Cheshire, who's not handing in the badge, but she's throwing her friend under the Cool Badge bus because she says, good morning, Dave, good morning, team. My friend Lee confessed to me at the weekend that in the 90s, she had business cards printed with lee@topchick.com on them.
Oh, no.
And she used to keep them in a special spring-loaded holder, which dealt the cards out by sliding one to the top.
Oh, wow.
And she would hand them out in the club.
Oh, cringe.
Wow, that is amazing. Business cards were big back then.
Oh, my goodness me. Tell us more about it, Matt. I mean, obviously, Anna and I have no idea what you're talking about.
People used to make them for you in machines at service stations, I seem to recall. But
really?
Never heard of anyone with a spring-loaded holder. That is high-end stuff from Lee at Top Chick.
So, Helen, firstly, thank you so much. And Lee, if you're listening right now, because this will probably come as a surprise to you, or if you listen back to the podcast or Helen tells you you made it to air, get in touch. 8, 12, 15. I want to have topchick.com on this show. I really do. So get in touch if you can.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Where you can shop the latest spring savers, a selection of their best deals right now, with offers on timber garden sleepers, Ketter sheds, and more.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is your Cool Badge Day. And, you know, I don't want to pick on you, Anna Geary.
But you're gonna.
I always try and find a little bit of the show just so that one of us can do one. So sometimes I step up to the plate. Sometimes it's Matt. Sometimes it's Glenn. But more often than not, Anna, it's you. And, well, I mean, I've just seen the picture you've posted on the WhatsApp group. And my goodness me, how cool badge is that? So take us on a journey to Paris.
I love it.
You were there for a week.
Yes.
You posted some stuff on the socials. It looks like you had the most incredible time with your family, and how lovely to do that. So it must have been
brilliant.
A special time.
Yeah, it was really brilliant. But I think I've got two cool badges here, right? Because I got back from France and I noticed there was two toothbrushes in the bin, and my flatmates obviously put them in there. And I was like, why is she throwing my toothbrush out? And then it dawned on me, I think I might have been using her toothbrush.
It's a grotesque badge.
That's gross.
Is it weird that I...
But you can't bring it up with her now, can you?
I can't tell her, because then but, what if I have been
But you've
using
got
it?
The frozen toothbrush, she's got the Buzz Lightyear. I mean, how could you mix it up? So you've been using... Do you think she threw them both away and left them in the bin, almost like placed on top of the bin as a sign to you that... You've been doing this. Do you
maybe.
Think...
Okay. Maybe she's noticed that when I come out of the bathroom, the toothbrush is wet or something.
Horrible realisation.
The hypebeast womble has just clasped his hand to his mouth to stop him vomiting all over our new studio, I think, is what was going to happen there. It's disgusting.
You can maybe get a tandem toothbrush next time and just sort of have one each hand, like Lady and the Tramp.
Well, my next part of this cool badge is that I did happen to get a new toothbrush.
When I was in Paris,
that is shaped like the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah, so you really random. Went for it. Yeah, where do you even buy that stuff? It's red as well, isn't it?
Yeah. It's red. So it's, yeah, exactly. It's like shaped like the Eiffel Tower.
With a big brush
it's
on the
It's
one
top. Of the most touristy things I think I've ever seen. But the cool thing is, if you turn it upside down, the Eiffel Tower's clothes come off.
So is this your, I mean, are you thinking your housemate's going to start using your toothbrush now? Because it's unmistakable.
Well,
that's
exactly.
Your toothbrush.
And I thought, well, it's more for me. I'm never going to use her toothbrush because mine is now shaped like the Eiffel Tower.
Did they do any other novelty toiletry items like Was there like the Louvre as a kind of spa? Nice.
If I'd have seen them, I would have bought them.
You would have bought them. Yeah. But where do you even get that? Where do you get a toothbrush shaped like the Eiffel Tower?
Well, that was from quite a quirky like houseware store in the train station.
Really? Cool badge number three.
It's cool badge number three.
I tell you what, do you know, I did buy something else that was a bit novelty, but it was expensive novelty. It was like a tissue holder.
Shaped like the Trevi Fountains.
It's like this vintage woman. It's this vintage woman with like a block of chocolate in her hand, and then the tissue comes out where her skirt would be.
Is this like the thing from the 70s where the loo roll would go underneath the dress?
Yeah, but tissues. But like tissues.
David, how dare you? This isn't loo roll, this is for tissues. For I am from Paris, like Coco Chanel. Okay, so does she have her hand up and you pull them out of the hand?
You pull it as if you're pulling her skirt off.
That's not very 2024,
really classy,
is it?
Hang on, HR are calling again, Anna.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So Anna has handed in the cool badge. She has gone back into the Breakfast Show WhatsApp group and said, it's more classy than I made it sound on air. Of course, she's talking about her flying skirt tissue box.
Do you know, like, the funny thing is, because I have a swimming costume just like that, like a red polka dot.
Oh, in that case, it's really classy. Yeah, you match your tissue box.
And I love chocolate. So I'm just looking at me, giving out tissues.
You're not the only one handing in the badge today, Anna, because Matt and I have to as well, and this is not our fault. So after the show today, when we bid you arrivederci at 10 a.m. as we do every weekday morning, we're gonna be doing some filming. Now we're filming for something rather secretive at this stage, but needless to say, it will at some point in the not too distant future involve you guys listening right now. And in fact, it will involve somebody out there winning an awful lot of cash.
Yes.
It's very exciting. We've been hatching plans. So we have to do a little bit of filming in the building, and we have to wear matching outfits. So the first cool badge from us is the amount of texts that we've exchanged saying, what are you wearing? Now, obviously, I have a walk-in wardrobe, you know. Yes. Won't surprise you. That's just for the winkle pickers. Yeah. Then I've got cravats, pocket silks, and each is in their own walk-in wardrobe. And sometimes I just dance between them like the end of Saltburn. So I decided, murder on the dance floor indeed. So I decided to follow Matt's lead, because Matt he's got a fleece and one pair of jeans, and that's his whole wardrobe. Yeah,
well, and the back half of the pantomime horse. So if you've got the front, then you're going to be fine.
Dave said, what blazer shall we wear? Because we have to have matching blazers. Basically, I've only got one.
Yeah.
So you'll have to match that.
Well, that was me being polite and saying, are you going to wear your blazer? Because I'll just go into walk-in wardrobe 7 and get one of mine now.
Yeah.
So we've got our matching outfits, and that's cool badgy enough, right? But then, and it wasn't our fault, we have been the subject of an all-staff email. I think it might even be the first all-staff email sent from our new studios. And this is what it reads. Now, dear all, there will be filming taking place tomorrow morning around the communal areas and within the offices. If you are in the office tomorrow and would prefer not to be featured, please do not step out of shot. Just let the camera operator know you prefer not to be captured. Could we also request that you avoid looking directly at the camera whilst recording or looking Dave in the eye? Thanks for your cooperation, the team. Yeah, so Matt, our filming, which is taking place in 1 hour and 10 minutes and is going to go into the afternoon, is the subject of an all-staff email.
They're taking it very seriously.
They're all going to hate us. They're not going to be on.
I know, yeah, we're going to be the enemies of the building.
We are the enemies of the building. But that's quite a cool badge, isn't it?
Yes, incredibly.
But we will film this, and we will film it for you, because we love you guys, and soon we'll tell you what we've been up to, and as I say, very exciting.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Warmest of welcomes to The Breakfast Show, where about 15 minutes ago, I quoted the great Sir Cliff Richard, and I said, I really need your help. And it's true, I do, because at midday today, voting for the Trick Awards closes. So we brought this to your attention a few weeks ago here on The Breakfast Show, and you were so kind and generous in voting for us because we have been nominated in two separate categories this time out at the Trick Awards, which is the Television Radio Industry Club Awards. Radio Personality of the Year. I'm in there. So, well, what an honour. And you can vote for me. Thank you very much indeed. And Radio Show of the Year. So that is an award for all of us. But most importantly of all, and this is where we really need your help, not only can you vote us to award success, but you can vote Matt into not having to get on an 18-hour train journey home. Instead, he can pop to Melopoly favourite Park Lane and get bang on it with Ainsley Harriott.
With the great and the good of the TV and radio
you
industry.
You deserve this, Matt.
I could be having espresso martinis with Eamon Holmes.
Oh!
Vodka jellies with Judge Rinder. Imagine, it's all possible.
He could have Ryland perched on his lap while he does a selfie.
Exactly.
It could all be happening for Matt Dyson.
We really need your help.
We do really need your help. That man has a 27-hour commute. Sometimes it's not even worth him leaving here day to day.
I'll just stay at the Park Lane Hotel. Yeah,
so let him put on his only blazer, the navy blue one he's wearing for the filming.
I'll wear my fleece underneath it.
Wear his fleece underneath. So please do vote for us. You can vote right now. Trick.org.uk. We'll post out a link to this on our socials. Trick, T-R-I-C, so just T-R-I-C, then the dot, then the org, then the dot, then the UK. As we say, voting closes at midday today. Thank you to all of you who voted last time we came here, cap in hand. And thank you to all of you who are going to vote right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the Wednesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Time to bid you farewell. Thank you for tuning in, and to remind you that if you loved some of what you heard today, but you didn't just have the time, the opportunity to get in touch, well, you can do anytime you like, because dave@absoluteradio.co.uk is a 24/7 kind of inbox. So use it should you want to. Now, the podcast naming bell, Matthew, has this for your consideration this morning. Remember the name, I'm the Prince of Cookware. My two-year-old housemate, driving round in circles listening to Adele, teaching with one heel, manky old plimsolls, and wearing the discarded shoes of a toddler. They're all up.
They're all good, aren't they? I do like the. There's a lot of cool badge-related ones. Driving around in circles listening to Adele was nice. But I think I quite like wearing the discarded shoes of a toddler for the teacher who handed in yet another cool badge.
Yeah, another
today.
Cool badge. Okay, so thank you, Matt. Well, therefore, the name of the podcast is Wearing the Discarded Shoes of a Toddler. You can get that wherever you get your pods from. Also, whilst you're fiddling around on your phones, go to Dave_Berry_Insta and check out the video of 11-year-old Taylor breaking a world record. Well worth a look. Right, Leona's up next. She's got the Tea Break trivia, and she'll tell you how you could win £180,000 on Million Pound Make Me a Winner. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.